Angus Taylor's promised in his budget reply that if elected, the Coalition would drastically cut migration levels and look to tie migration to the number of homes built. The announcement comes as the peak body for farming warns that any policy settings that undermine the seasonal workforce mix would put Australia's food chain at risk. The National Farmers Federation is today appearing before the Senate inquiry into the value of skilled migration to Australia. Hamish McIntyre is president of the NFF and joins me now. Hamish, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, Sally.
What did you make of the migration aspects in Angus Taylor's budget reply speech last night?
Look, Sally, we've been discussing with all members of Parliament the specific needs for agriculture, and it's around skilled and semi-skilled immigration, where we need people of all standards, from specialists in the areas of animals and plants, from agronomists through to vets, etc. But also, you know, we need plenty of people that can work with us in the areas of, you know, truck driving and just operating labouring side and farms. So we do require a mix of skills and have been advocating that with all sides of government for the last, you know, 6 months particularly.
How vital is migration to keep Australia's primary industries going?
Look, we need people in regional Australia. We've, you know, had a lot of people move out of regional Australia for various reasons over the last 20, 30 years. So we're very happy to have, you know, in many places in regional Australia, we have a lot of Indian families working with us. We have a lot of Filipino type families also moving to country towns right across Australia, working particularly in the mechanical area. So, look, it's very important to fill the gaps that Australians no longer work in areas where, you know, in specific areas that that they always have. So, look, it's important we have that broad mix and just keep advocating to government that, you know, we need a broad cross-section of skills, not just highly skilled people. We need the semi-skilled ones also that will fit into these roles like truck driving, etc.
Should migration numbers be tied to housing?
Look, yes, I believe, you know, we advocate for that too, that some of the budget, there was allocation this budget for housing in regional Australia. We're all relative. If you want to decentralise Australia again and get people out into our regional areas, we do need appropriate housing, and but also have towns that have all the facilities that they historically have had. I'm talking around, you know, medical facilities and schools, et cetera. It's important that we are able to encourage all Australians, not just migrants, to come to regional Australia. So it is very important we have our fair share of housing too. So we do advocate for, you know, the balance to include regional Australia, so that we do have appropriate homes for people to move into that want to come and live and work in regional Australia. I mean, it's a great place to raise a family, as we all know, and not the congestion we see in our big cities. So if facilities are here, hopefully people will return.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and you're hearing from Hamish McIntyre, who is the president of the National Farmers Federation. The federal government's budget sees some cuts in primary industries, cuts of more than $52 million over 4 years to uncommitted funding for Future Drought Fund, and cuts of $104 million over 5 years to grant programs including pest and disease preparedness and response. How concerned are you about that?
Yes, we are frustrated in those areas because obviously we have a big issue with pests that are growing all the time, particularly pet species like pigs and deer across Australia. So we are frustrated those cuts are there. But we do applaud from a taxation point of view, that the government was sensible there. We advocated strongly for that NFF, that agricultural sector, particularly family farms, get treated separately, and they did, which was great. So there's wins and losses, as always. It's a mixed bag, but look at around DAF too. We just would love to see continued funding there and also connectivity. Everything that we're asking for and some of these losses in these areas, you know, will affect productivity. And we need, you know, particularly in rural Australia, but right across Australia, to drive productivity. So any initiatives that make that harder is frustrating. But at the same time, we do understand that you know, available capital has to be spread fairly, and we had some great wins but also some frustrations.
Hamish McIntyre, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Sally. Bye.